Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lateran 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I'd like to share with you today some thoughts that I have on the image of the beast. In the last couple of weeks, the Lord has drawn me into a closer, deeper studying of the Word concerning the last days, from the book of Revelation, Matthew 24, Daniel. And one of the things that he's been having me study is this image of the beast and what that means. Now, I want to say that this is my personal opinion, and this is not a thus says the Lord. So hear me out to the very end, and then feel free to put your own comments, thoughts, or questions in the comment section down below, and I'll do my best to answer any questions that you might have. So like I said, I am not an expert in this at all, but like all of us, we are only trying to understand these last days that we are in, and the only place to really figure that out is through the Word of God. All right, so let me go ahead and share what I was thinking. What if the beast is not human or fully human? What if it has fallen angel DNA? What if it's part of the AI? Many people I've read from many places have said that the beast, or at least the beast system, is AI. And from that beast system will come the Antichrist. Now, the conventional interpretation of the image of the beast is this. The statue would come to life, and all who did not worship it would be killed. And you could read about that in Revelation 13, 14. It says this, He had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast would be killed. So as time goes by, that's the end of that verse, as time goes by, brothers and sisters, we are seeing an evolution of technology, which I believe personally puts a different spin or light on some of these end time prophecies, including the image of the beast. Logically speaking, what would the image of the beast look like when we examine it with the Bible itself? In other words, is there a type of an image in the Bible? And yes, you can see that type in the book of Genesis, because man was made in the image of God. Now, what does that mean? It means that we, humanity, people, we are made in the image of our Heavenly Father, much like our children are the representation of their parents. Now, if we take it a step further, we're going to see that God has placed His DNA. Now, as we understand science today, we understand that there is this DNA, and that God placed His DNA. You know, He breathed His breath. This is the Lord God Almighty. He breathed His breath into the nostrils of Adam. And this DNA is passed down biologically from generation to generation. So if we follow this pattern, we are going to see that the image of the beast will also make people will become like in the image of the beast. Just like we are made in the image of God, there are going to be people who are going to be now made in the image of the beast. Once again, we see that Satan wants to counterfeit God. He wants to be his own God, and he wants to have his DNA replicated as well. He wants to own creation. He wants his own creation. He wants his own living and breathing people that are even procreating his DNA. Now, this is my opinion, brothers and sisters, once again. So I believe that what the Lord has made for good, his own purposes, his good purposes, Satan is now coming and twisting it, and he wants to use it for his own wicked and evil agendas. Now, since Satan cannot create himself, he is a created being, so he can't create himself. He cannot follow in the footsteps of God, though he tries. But instead, he is hijacking God's creation to become his own. However, when he imitates God, it brings death and destruction because that is his end goal. Another example of this imitation of God's attributes is how Satan is now using technology in order to have him be omnipresent. Omnipresent means that you can be everywhere at the same time. And only God can do that. And I believe that's why we're seeing such control through spying and surveillance cameras. So we have to ask, how then is Satan going to find subjects or people to have his DNA, his image? Well, I believe he's going to use the mark to infect people with his fallen angel DNA. You know, he's a fallen angel. Now, this mark will make people part of the beast system. And it will happen through deception, as it says in Revelation 13:14. It says this, "And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived." So there we see that this is a deception that comes, and we also see that the second beast will make an image to the first beast. He's going to make it. So once this mark is placed in a human, I believe that this could be the image of the beast that has now been created. It has now polluted the original DNA and has taken over. So here are a couple other characteristics of the image of the beast that you can see in Scripture. It says that it speaks. Now, is it a statue that speaks, like most people think the image of the beast is? Or is it a human that now has been remade into the image of the beast? Is that what speaks? I don't know. Number two, those who do not worship the image of the beast are killed. So again, you have to say, is it the statue that is going to kill the people? Or is it the mark that sets inside a person that has to be worshipped? And anyone who doesn't get this mark will be killed or beheaded. And this is the most important one, number three. Whoever worships the beast or its image or the mark will be thrown into the fires. And it says that in Revelation 14:11. It says, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they had no rest day or night for who worshiped the beast and his image and whoever received the mark of his name." So those are the three things. You have to worship the beast, you have to worship the image of the beast, and you have to get a mark. There are three things here that have to happen in order for you to be thrown into the lake of fire. Notice that the word worship is used. And this is very, very important component to the mark and to the image of the beast. You not only get the mark, you have to worship. You have to worship the image. It is not one or the other. It's not get the mark or worship. No, it's get the mark and worship. It is both that, I believe, will damn you to hell. And that's what it says in the word. That means that the people who get the mark, they have to not only get the mark, they have to follow the beast system by supporting and defending it, and it actually becomes like a religion. So I want to say it again. I believe that it is not only the mark of the beast that damns a person to hell, but it is also they have to include the worship of it. It is a two-fold decision, and both have to occur. And I believe this is really, really important, and that's why I'm stressing this, because if you go and study Revelation, it doesn't use the word or, one or the other. It uses the word and. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, that's all I have to share today with you all, and I thank you for coming and listening to what I've been learning. And like I said, this is only my own personal opinion. Take it to the Lord for further understanding and revelation.